Well, good morning, everyone. This is Brian Osofsky. I'm the Marketing Director for the Lee County Visitor and Convention Bureau. Welcome to this week's Industry Partner Call. I hope everyone is doing well. I am privileged to have been asked to step in again for our Executive Director, Tamara Pigott, who is traveling for business this week, representing our destination at ITB in Berlin. So let's jump right in. It's been a while since we've heard from our first guest this morning, Lee County Economic Development Director, John Talmadge. So we've invited him back to provide some SBA updates for us this morning. John, if you're on the line, just need to hit *2 to unmute yourself. We might need to give John a couple of extra minutes to hop in here. We can go ahead and jump to our next guests and then circle back around to John, because we're also going to hear from our friends at Lee County Parks and Rec this morning as they are guiding the process and timing for all of Lee County's beach park openings throughout our area. So we have two guests, I believe, from Parks and Rec this morning, both Mac Young and Kathy Loomis. Mac and Kathy, if you're on the line, please just hit *2 to unmute yourself.
Good morning. Can you guys hear us?
Sure can, Mac. You said coming through loud and clear.
All right. Yes, yeah, so we just want to give you guys a quick update about some of our beaches and what we're going through right now. Lee County Parks have been very, very busy. Continues trying to open up a lot of these beaches and a lot of ones that we have facilities and piers and walk. Overs have not been repaired totally, but we opened up a few beaches because we know it's very important for the residents to get out there and have fun and try to release some tension. So right now we have Dog Beach, Boca Grande Beach, Land Hall Memorial Park, Bonita Beach Park, Bonita Beach Accesses 1 through 10, and 10 is known as the Little Hickory Islands Park, and also San Carlos Bay Beach Preserves, South Fort Myers, the entrance of San Carlos also. Now, beginning March 7th, which is a couple of days ago, we allowed, the state is doing some contractor work, safely removing hurricane debris along the preserves and the coastline. So they continue to clean that up. So we'll keep everybody posted on that too. In Gasparilla Islands beaches, Tarpon Bay Beach, and Bowens and Blind Pass Beach on Sanibel Islands are open too, but these are not county parks, but we want to put that out there that they are open. And keep in mind again that, you know, wear shoes and be careful while you're out there. We want people enjoying the stuff to be safe at the same time. We do have a bunch of beaches that are still closed. I'm going to ask Kathy to go over those.
Yeah, we are hoping that Allison Hager up, that we will be able to open that on Saturday, March 11th. Now, advertisement said March 10th. We got the date wrong, but we are planning to open it this Saturday. And just keep in mind, we won't have everything in place, but the plan is to get it open. Now, just for an understanding of how that operates, Allison Hagerup is a county facility, but it is operated by Captiva Erosion District. They do, at this point, I think, plan to have their park and their parking fees back in place when we open. That is $25 for 2 hours and $40 for the day. So they're planning to get that back up and running. Those fees do go to them, even though it's a county facility. Kind of the same thing with Bowman's Beach and Turner Beach. They are county facility, county beaches, but they are run and operated by City of Sanibel, and the fees that they get stay there with them. Just so people understand, it's not Lee County charging. Right now, at all of our beaches, we are not charging yet. So, Bowditch Park is still closed. That is still being used as a site with Fort Myers Beach and Crowder Golf. They're doing the sand sifting. Once they are done with that, we'll get in there and start doing our repairs and cleanup. We just can't get to it because it's been being used ever since the hurricane. But hopefully that'll be coming soon. And same thing with Crescent Beach. So those are the few that we still have closed, but hopefully will be open soon. Turner Beach hopefully will be open soon. I talked to City of Sanibel yesterday, and they're hoping that that will come up soon. So any questions right now on the beach openings?
Okay. Hearing none, we're going to go to our next subject that we have on our list here. We talked about dead fish update. So Lee County started using the surf rakes on Wednesday, March 1st at Bonita and Fort Myers Beach in Boca Grande. We picked up about 58,000 pounds of dead fish from Wednesday to Tuesday. The worst area that I guess we've been seeing is Bonita. And the guys are constantly out there raking up. DOT's been there along with Fort Myers Beach. It's going to be an ongoing thing, but the guys are working very, very hard, I assure you, to get this cleaned up. They're using three surf rakes right now to be able to try to keep this going. So be patient with us. The guys out there doing the best job they can. It's going to be a continuous thing. So.
And I'd like to actually just add in there, we're doing things a little bit better now. It used to be when we would pick up the fish kill, it would be put in dumpsters, and then we had to wait till they were taken off site. Now we're able to put them in dump trucks and move them off site. So they're not sitting on site, you know, with the smell. So we're getting better at being able to do these things. We still ask that, going back to the beaches, when you go to the beach, please remind people we're not, you know, we're still recovering. We're not able to do the repairs yet. We're still working on all the FEMA reports. We've blocked off the areas to make sure it's safe, but we're not ready to start building yet. So just be patient with us. Some of the amenities, such as the restrooms, piers, and walkovers, haven't been replaced. We have put porta-johns at all of our facilities. The debris continues to wash on shore quickly. And just people just really need to be careful. We ask that you know, still use your shoes, your sand shoes, because there's still stuff in that sand. And you can check for any of the beach and water advisories from the Florida Department of Health, Lee County, and FDOH. But we've got signs that are posted that give people information. We also have signs about the red tide. And just so people, we're trying to give people as much information as we can, getting the beaches open. The responses we have gotten have been phenomenal. People are so excited that we're opening the beaches. We know they're not in pristine condition, but they're open and they're just happy.
Well, we think that's a big sign of our recovery moving forward, right, you guys? You know, we're so known for our beaches, and so now that they're being reopened to the public, some even ahead of schedule, I think is phenomenal, and y'all have been doing a great job. Did red tide come into the conversation when you were looking to open the beaches? I mean, you know, it's unfortunate timing, right? And one necessarily doesn't have anything to do with the other, but what was that conversation like?
It all kind of happened at the same time. It wasn't like we didn't know there'd be a fish kill. We're getting the stuff open. And as you well know, you never know. One day it's on the beach, the next day it can be washed off. So that's just kind of, and it's kind of used to it. It's been like that for several years. We do get the fish kill, but it comes and goes. Even this week, yesterday was much better. So we're already seeing improvement. So we just don't know.
Well, thanks for that. I think you and your team are doing an excellent job, and I'm grateful that we have this story to tell to our visitors that the beaches are reopening. So thank you and everyone for all the hard work. Does anybody have any questions for Mac or Kathy in terms of the beach reopenings or some of the red tide?
This is Anissa Kareem from Rendell Research Center. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning, Anissa.
Hi,
good morning. Hi, Kathy. How are you? I just wanted to comment. I don't really have a question. I wanted to let Mac and Kathy know that the entire community is incredibly impressed with the Parks and Recreation staff. We know they've been working very hard. The Parks and Rec system is huge in this county and goes all the way from Lehigh Acres and Buckingham and Tice all the way to the beaches. And so a lot of property to make sure that they're getting up and ready for the public. And I just would like Mac and Kathy to know that we see it. We appreciate the staff's efforts. And if they could relay that to their staff, we would really be appreciative. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment. We really appreciate that. And our Parks and Rec guys, and along with all our partners, we're going to do all we can to make this better. It's going to take a while, but we're not going to stop until we get it all cleaned up.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Ray Saraceno from the VCB. Hey, Matt, Kathy, I just a quick question for you. Is there any sort of temporary signage going up or even something in parking? Like I went down to Lynn Hall Park last week for opening day, and really just it's about a lot of folks, the visitors there seem to be confused about parking and whether they had to pay, and we're looking to a place to drop coins or anything. So don't know if you have any plans for that, but I think that'd be very helpful for the visitors. Thanks.
I think that's a great suggestion. I appreciate that. We will get something out there letting people know that right now there is not a charge for it, but thank you.
All right. Does anybody else have a question or comment for Mac or Kathy? Well, we appreciate both of you joining us this morning. If you've got a few extra minutes, if you want to stay on the line for the rest of the call, sometimes our partners will think of a question after the fact. Maybe we'll get one or two more for you at the end.
Absolutely. Sure. We'll hang on and listen to the rest of the meeting. Thank you so much.
All right. Super. Thanks to you both. All right. I'd like to circle back now and see if Lee County Economic Development Director John Talmadge has joined the call. John, are you there? If so, you just
hit
star two.
Hey, yes, I am.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Sorry, I was a little bit late.
That's okay. That's all right. I knew we could circle back to you. So you're going to provide some SBA updates for us this morning.
Well, I'm going to, and I got to say, it's always difficult following Mac anyway. I think that where I want to start is that we apologize to the SBA for the job the SBA has not done so far. On the ground they've been trying, but they're having a communication issue, they're having a coordination issue, and really thanks to the Chamber of Commerce, especially SANCAP and the Greater Fort Myers, for their advocacy to help us resolve some of their issues. But we were planning to have a series of workshops to give people the opportunity to troubleshoot their applications. But it feels like we're beyond that. We're trying to set up a process where we can go in and work with SBA guidance counselors to open up an application to release liens or to let you know the difference between approval and disbursement. But a lot of this is just internal processes to the SBA. And we'll, hopefully by early next week, we'll have some time set up where you can come either contact our office or the chamber's offices to get some real troubleshooting. Of the 6,000 business applications that have been submitted in Lee County, only 907 have been approved. And approved does not mean dispersed. That's what we're mostly trying to deal with right now, because you can't submit a new application, but you can continue to work on your current application if it's already in. So we're trying to create that space to do that. But more to come next week. The Water County Commission workshop yesterday, the SBA loans were a subject matter, and Commissioner Hammond spoke on the need to continue to work with the SBA to improve their processes. Brian, if there's any specific questions, I'm happy to take them.
Yeah, thanks, John, for that update. Does anybody have any questions for John regarding the SBA or anything else economic development related? Well, John, thanks again for joining us.
Yep.
Thanks again for joining us. I'm going to give a little bit of a VCB update next. If you're able to stay on the line for a few more minutes, maybe someone will think of a question at the end of the call. One thing I wanted to note that I forgot to mention after we heard from Mac and Kathy was, if you have any visitors inquiring about Red Tide, there's a lot of Red Tide resources out there available. On the VCB's consumer website on visitfortmyers.com, we have a beach conditions page with some red tide resources, as well as a really nice video that explains exactly what red tide is. So if anybody's asking, we encourage you to direct them to our website for more information. I'm going to give just a short VCB update this morning. I think you recall we had a reporter from the Orlando Sentinel in town a couple weeks ago taking a look at our recovery, and our communications team was able to get him out to the relighting of the Sanibel Lighthouse, which was 5 months to the day following the storm. And I think Tam may have touched on this, but the result was some front page coverage on the Orlando Sentinel for our area, above the fold, as they say. And I just wanted to give a big congratulations again to Mayor Holly Smith, Sanibel City Manager Dana Souza, SANCAP Chamber President John Lai, and everyone else who was involved in making that relighting happen. And it's a big sign to help us move forward through recovery. So thanks to all of you again. Peter Greenberg will be back in town next week, reworking his original shoot from August. He was here in August filming a Hidden Gem segment for his travel detective show. But he'll be back now producing a special report on our hurricane recovery efforts. And he'll be broadcasting his weekly CBS updates from Fort Myers as well. We will definitely keep you posted as that production gets closer to its air date. We are continuing with our Road to Recovery videos. The last video featured Key West Express last week. The PR team is also keeping up with Partner Spotlight videos. Most recently, produced one with our good folks at Nautical Tiki Cruises. Our last Shellcast podcast is called For the Birds. It was recorded over at 6 Mile Cypress Slough. You should give that one a listen. The next one coming up, Jackie Parker will speak with Jeff Milkey in sports development about spring training, and also preview a day of vintage baseball games at Terry Park that you may have heard Lisa Wilson speak about on these calls. That's sponsored by Edison and Ford Winter Estates, coming up on March 24th. From the marketing team, just a quick reminder again that about 5 weeks ago, we launched the Visit Fort Myers TikTok channel. So I encourage you to please follow us. Yes, that's another shameless plug this morning for TikTok. And a couple of things in the queue. The marketing team is reaching out to partners about participating in our 2023 edition of the SunSaver Passport, which we're planning on relaunching here actually in just a few weeks, early next month. So if your business falls into the category of sip, play, shop, or dine, and you want to be involved, no charge, please reach out to Vanessa Gomez on our marketing team. Her email address is vgomez@leagueof.com. Basically, the SunSaver Passport is a digital savings pass to a variety of different activities and businesses throughout Lee County. Now, if you're representing accommodation, you'll also be hearing from Vanessa regarding a roundup of summer lodging deals that we're putting together as part of our summer push to help further incentivize visits to our area. There won't be any destination-wide discount. It would be whatever discount that you would like to offer, but we would like to just push things over the top this summer. Once again, our partner co-op opportunities are live in the portal. So as we do approach summer, you may want to log into the portal and take a look at some of those advertising opportunities. A couple of sales tidbits. Our team is participating in the Conference Direct annual partner meeting that's coming up March 26th through 30 in Louisville, Kentucky. This is a supersized meeting planner event. And the team is also participating in several March international travel trade events in Europe, in Germany, the UK, and then our friends north in Canada. From visitor services, some good news. Simone has reported that spring break arrivals are in full swing at the airport, and our ambassadors are super busy taking care of all those passengers who are happy to escape the cold weather. The ambassadors also go out into the community and assist at various conferences taking place. Right now, they're working at the Hyatt Regency, some sporting events in Estero at the Rec Center, and then, of course, providing full support for spring training. Incidentally, a big shout out to our friends at the Western Cape Coral for hosting our volunteers for a recent familiarization visit. We appreciate you guys. Then wrapping things up this morning with research, give you the star numbers for the week. Our occupancy was at 84.7%, pretty much flat year over year for the same time last year. Our ADR was 253.14. That was down about 9%. And RevPAR came in at 214.33, down about 10% year over year. I'll wrap things up this morning with really what's becoming my favorite news to share. That is, as of this past Tuesday, March 7th, our percentage of open hotel rooms in Lee County rose to 68.6% for a total of 9,825 open and available guest rooms. And those numbers went up due to some more rooms opening at the Diamond Head on Fort Myers Beach, the reopening of Latitude 26 Waterfront Resort, and the reopening of the Anglers Inn in Matlache. We certainly still have some more work to do, but every week we're taking another step forward, so we're getting there. So that is the report that I had this morning. If anybody has any questions for Mac Young or Kathy Loomis or John Talmadge for economic development, I please encourage you to ask those questions now, or if you have any updates or anything from your property that you'd like to discuss or bring up for the good of the group, now would be the time to do so. Just hit *2 on your phone to unmute yourself.
Hey, Brian, it's Ron McKenzie from Sunsplash Water Park in Coral, in Cape Coral. Just want to say hello. Hey. Good morning to everybody.
Hey, good morning, Ron.
We are opening our park this weekend. For our season pass holders, officially Saturday and Sunday. And then on Saturday, March 18th, we open for spring break on basically an 8-day daily run. And then the park season will ensue for the balance of the year. It's our longest season ever. So our plan is to operate all the way through just past Thanksgiving weekend. So a lot of great new updates at the park. Can't wait to share them all with you. Invite everybody to come out and visit us. And it's exciting to have spring training here. And it's exciting to have the beaches open. And it's exciting to have water park season back again in Southwest Florida. So look forward to a great year.
Thanks for that update, Ron. We agree. Good to have water park season again. Absolutely. Does anybody else have anything else you'd like to share or questions you'd like to ask? All right. I'm glad to wrap this call this morning. I will say that we will not have an industry partner call next Thursday, March 16th. That is the morning of our monthly TDC meeting, but we will resume our partner calls at 9 a.m. on Thursday, March 23rd. Thanks again for participating with us, and everybody have a great week, great couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.